Be good to be here tonight. Fortunate to be a part of this revival. Amen.
Yeah.
God is here tonight, just like He was here last night. Amen. I appreciate that. I love revivals. Amen. People always think it's for somebody that's lost and I don't know the Lord. Yeah, it's for them too, but it's for the church. Amen. The church needs reviving. Amen. Sometimes we get down and out. We get in valleys and get in these ruts. Amen. It's good to have revivals to bring us right out of that rut. Amen. Church, I tell you, I love the Lord tonight. I thank you for what He's done for me and how far He's brought me. He continues to bring me. Amen. But I'll never forget how far He came for me. Amen. Church, the Bible says that people forget them without the days without number. Amen. This life. We get so busy. Amen. We get so tied up with things that we think are more important. Amen. We forget what Jesus did for us. Amen. Jesus went and died on the cross for us and paid the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. That we can't repay back.
Amen.
Praise God. I tell you, I love the Lord tonight. Just bear with me. We get into the message of I know it's a saying here, and it goes without said, there is no time limit on church. Amen. We're on God's time tonight. Amen. When God says we're done, we'll be done. Amen. I tell you, I thank the Lord for the message I had today. Some at my church says Sunday morning, there's a couple here that's already heard this. Amen. But we're going to hear it again. Amen. But I can't shake it. I've tried, and I've gotten my work band yesterday and today, and I said, Lord, I just think maybe I need to preach something else. And He said, you're not done yet. You got a little bit more to do. So if you bear with me, amen, turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 27. And I got a little bit of scripture here. And later on, we're ready. Amen, we'll get into something else. And I tell you, it's always good to have God's Word, to help us, to build us, to strengthen us. Amen, it's a roadmap to glory. Amen. If you think tonight, church, that you can get there a different way, you're mistaking yourself. You're fooling yourself tonight. The Bible says you have to go by the way of the cross. Amen, you got to go through Jesus. He is the Lord. Amen. Church, there is no shortcuts.
That's right.
Amen. You can't tell the GPS to take an alternate route. Amen. But what you can do, amen, is to stay. Your GPS is right in front of you tonight. Amen. It will never lead you astray. Amen, church. Boy, boy. Amen. I got one verse here. Amen. We'll start out with, amen, the book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. It says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I'm going to ask you to go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Lord, Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord, we come to you, Lord, to thank you for this day that you give us, Lord. We thank you for the service we've had tonight. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for the Word now, Lord. Lord, there's a message here for somebody here. Lord, I don't know what it is, but you do. I just pray, Lord, someone here tonight that don't know you, the free pardon of sin. Lord, we just pray they come, Lord, boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, we know you're the almighty ruler of our lives. In this world, we've been in many times, we've been in different ways. Lord, but you know you're there for us, Lord. You said you never leave us or forsake us tonight. Lord, I just pray tonight, Lord. If there's someone here that's lost and unknown about you, somebody straight away from you, God. Or somebody at the church, Lord, is saved. We just may have some burden and try to shake loose. But tonight, Lord, I just pray that you convict their hearts.
Amen.
Lord, I just thank you for all that you do, Lord. I leave in your hands tonight. And we count it done and give you praise, and Lord, for it all. It's all these things your name. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, I got to read the scripture here. Amen. We got to talking how good heaven's going to be. Amen. We've talked about tonight. We've heard a song about don't have to do this alone. Amen. God can help you with your burdens tonight. Church, I'm telling you tonight, if you have something on your heart, amen, don't let little old me up here tonight stop you, amen, from coming to know the Lord tonight. Amen. If you have a burden that you need to shake, amen, so far be it for me to stop you tonight. Amen. Feel free to come. But the Bible says, it shall come to pass in that day, amen, when the burden shall be lifted. And I got to thank you, what if that day is today? Amen. What if that day, amen, is your day today? Amen. Amen. Burdens shall be lifted from our shoulders. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, church. Amen. But I carry a lot of burdens in my life. Amen. I carry a lot of struggles that I deal with. Amen. But the Bible says, in that day, it shall come to pass, it's been lifted off our shoulders.
Amen,
church. Ain't it good to know that you don't have to carry the load yourself? Ain't it good to know, amen, there's somebody there willing to give you a hand? Amen. Ain't it good to know, amen, if you're lost and undone, the end of the road. Amen. The Bible tells us, Brother Brad, amen, we have a lively hope. Amen. It's not dead. Amen. A lively hope rose on the third day. Amen. It came from that old tomb. Amen. And when he rose on the third day, it came from that old tomb. Amen. He made us a way out.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. He's our way of escape.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, Caleb, amen, you don't have to carry them burdens alone, brother. Amen. He said, amen, it shall come to pass in that day. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. I remember, amen, I carried a lot of burdens in my life. I was out in sin, out in some world, brother Eric. Amen. But the Bible comes and tells me, he said, in that day, amen, my burdens were lifted. Amen. That day came. Amen. The Spirit of God moved. Amen. I answered God's calling. And that day, amen. It was all gone. It was lifted. Never to be remembered again.
Amen.
Amen, church. I don't know who you are tonight, but you don't have to carry that burden by yourself. Amen. You don't have to do anything by yourself. Amen, church. There's help. And there's light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. No matter what they tell you. I got to hear it on the radio. Amen. They talk about kids and the music they have out there today. Amen. They talk about songs. Amen. You listen to it, it's so depressing. And they talk about kids and these songs having no hope. There's no hope in this life. Hey, you're better off just taking your own life. Amen. Church, there's hope. Amen. There's a hope. Amen. The hope that shall not be destroyed. Amen. Your kids tonight. Amen. You think that you're by yourself and there's no way out. I know a way tonight. I know a way to listen to. Amen. Church, there's a road right here.
Amen.
Road by the cross.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, church. Well, I like how this verse keeps going. Amen. He says, in that day it shall come to pass. Amen. The burdens shall be taken away from off thy shoulder.
Yeah.
And his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed.
Come on.
Because of the anointing.
Yeah.
Listen for a second.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. I got to looking up the word yoke. Amen. And just in the proper definition in this verse for the word yoke. Amen. And y'all, back in the day, amen, I didn't live back far enough to see it in heaven. I don't know about it. Amen. But the word yoke, it talked about something they put around the ox's neck. Amen. It kept them together. It kept them in a group. Amen. And whoever was plowing the fields, they had them strapped. Amen. They controlled the oxen by the yoke. Amen. They would deter them in each direction they needed to go. And then ox would pull right there. Amen. But you know what? You know the devil can put a yoke around your neck.
Amen.
That yoke, amen, can be sin. Amen. That yoke can be burdens that you're carrying.
Amen.
It can be stress. Amen. It can be divorce. It can be cancer. It can be pneumonia. Amen. But the Bible tells me how that yoke needs to be destroyed. Oh, boy, listen. Let me tell you something. It gets better. Amen. That devil got some straps. He's got that yoke around your neck. He said, listen, Caleb, listen to this. Boy, it's your job. Boy, it stretches you out. Boy, you come back here and you follow me. Boy, that tightens up my neck sometimes. And I said, Lord, I just can't move forward anymore.
I can't
do this by myself. Amen. But the Lord says, Caleb, you got to keep pressing on. Amen. Caleb, you got to keep moving forward. And when that devil says, well, wait a minute. He pulls them straps on that yoke again. And then I got to thinking, just maybe that yoke has to go. That yoke has to be destroyed. And you got to give God the full control of your life. Amen. That devil can't be deterring you from God. Amen. Because it's so easily to do.
That's right.
Listen, I heard a story told. Amen. About these two fellows when they were young. Stupid. We all been there. Amen. Amen. They was out in the field and they had some horses. Amen. In the distance there was a barn. Amen. There was a two-level barn. They had the top of it. They kept the hay in. Amen. They had a second level that kept all the equipment stuff in. And there was a wall wherever the horses went into that barn, they ran for safety. They ran for cover from the storm. Amen. And they got out there in the horses and they went up decided he wanted to get on and ride without a saddle. Amen. He got on there and he took off for the ride of his life. Amen. That horse went on and on and on. And he was screaming, how do I stop this thing? How do I get off of it? Amen. He went full blast right into that wall. Knocked him flat out. Amen. But I got to thinking how the devil sometimes gets on us. Amen. He'll ride us take him straight in that bar, Brother Royce? Have we hit him straight in that wall and knocked him flat out, Brother? He'll remember the next time he gets on your back. Tonight, that yoke has to be destroyed. And there's something around your neck tonight that's keeping you down. Amen. That's helping you. That's keeping you from serving God as much as you want. As you need to. The yoke has to be destroyed.
Amen.
Church. You may say, Caleb, now listen. Boy, I got this. It's really important in my life. I know it's keeping me out of church. I know it's keeping me from knowing God. I know it's keeping me from being saved. Amen, brother and sister. Do you know that same yoke can send you straight to hell tonight?
Amen.
Amen. You can sugarcoat it. We can make it sound as good as you want to hear. Amen. But that yoke, if it's not destroyed, can lead you straight to devil's hell tonight. Amen, church. It has to go. It's got to go out. And I always hear, amen, as long as sin's on board. That ship ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, the yoke has to be destroyed tonight.
Yeah.
But I like at the very end of that verse, Brother Eric.
That's right. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. It says the yoke has to be destroyed because of what? The anointing. Amen.
Right.
You know there's a power tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a power in this church that we felt.
Yeah.
You know there's the Spirit of God that's flowing throughout this house tonight.
Right.
You know there's a power of God. Amen. That you felt as soon as you walked through that door tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, if you're lost here tonight, amen. You already felt a tug in your heart. You already felt something that's burning alive right now. And you don't know what it is. Brother, it's the power of God moving.
Yeah.
Amen. Right away. And tonight that yoke will be destroyed. It's because of the anointing.
Amen.
The power of God.
Amen.
Church. And we got to let Him in and do the work. He'll destroy that old yoke.
Amen.
Lord.
We're preaching.
Now, Caleb, listen. Oh, boy. This stuff you're talking about, Caleb, you're telling me to give up. That's awful important to me. That's awful important to me, Caleb. That's hard to shake. That's one yoke I don't mind keeping a little bit longer, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
That's one yoke I don't want to see go now, Caleb. I don't mind fooling with the devil as long as I have to give that up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. You give the devil an inch, he'll take a mile.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, church. I don't know about you, but when God saved me, He told me, He said, Caleb, let me tell you something. You get saved, you live right, you come here. When you die, you come here. But you ain't bring that devil with you.
Right.
You can't bring that yoke with you.
That's right.
Amen, church.
That's good.
Oh, boy, I got some more scripture over here. I ain't done yet.
That's some more.
Hey, man, me and Eric always talk about, you know, when people are ready to go, you're waiting for that preacher to get done. They'll lift that Bible up as plain as ever you can see it. They'll zip it up real loud. And they'll throw it down that pew. Praise God. And it comes for the same reason I did tonight.
Yeah.
Amen, church. There's food for you tonight. There's food for your soul. If you're dying from a sin-sick illness, I'm not talking about something you can go to the doctor and get a prescription for tonight because you can't. Amen, if you're dying from a sin-sick illness, amen, there's a cure for that tonight.
Yeah.
It's right here, brother.
Amen.
Amen. That yoke has to be destroyed.
Yep.
Woo. Oh.
Yeah.
1 John chapter 3, verse 6. I'll give you time to get there. Amen. God's been good tonight.
Amen.
Amen. God's Spirit is moving. I was excited to get here. Amen. I didn't think my day was going to go by quick enough. Amen. That's what happens when you love the Lord.
Amen.
Do you know that? If you truly love the Lord with all your heart, and you got your mind on Him, the Bible says have your mind stayed on God.
Yeah.
Amen, church. He didn't say have your mind stayed on Walmart. He didn't say have your mind stayed on Facebook. He didn't say have your mind stayed on Instagram. He said have your mind stayed on God. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. If we do that, just think how far we can go in this life. Just think of how good this world will be. Amen. Just think about how much less murders we'll have. Less terrorist attacks we'll have. Amen. If we get away from that old devil and destroy that old yoke. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Chapter 3, verse John. 1 John chapter 3, verse 6. The Bible says, whosoever abideth in Him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. But this is my favorite verse. Listen to this. He that committeth sin is of the devil.
Yep.
For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested.
Yeah.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 I believe that works of the devil destroying is that yoke.
Amen.
Amen. I believe it's that lying about your brother and sister. I believe it's that talking behind each other's back. I believe it's not doing what you need to in the church. I believe it's that when God calls you to do something, you're not doing it.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe. Amen. It's saying words you shouldn't be saying.
Yeah, come on.
I believe it's going to places where you shouldn't be going.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says God was manifested. He can destroy the works of the devil. Amen. He's talking about destroying that old yoke. Amen. The Bible says to get rid of that sin that so easily besets us. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. Amen. There's so many sins out there I don't have time to name them all.
Amen.
Amen. But church, you know what? Even at your best tonight, I'm talking about if you go out and visit your brother and sister, hey, you pray for each other. Amen. You never do anything wrong. Even at your best, you'll still barely make it in. Amen. I truly believe that tonight. I don't think you can breeze right in. I don't think we're going to skip and hop on in there. I believe we're going to barely make it across the line. Amen, church, tonight. Amen, that yoke. Amen, that thing that's around your neck.
Yeah.
And you say, Caleb, I just can't shake it. I've done everything I know to do. Hey, Caleb, I'm lost and undone without God. I've never met him before, but the way y'all talk about him tonight, sounds good. I want to destroy that yoke that's on my back.
Amen.
I want to get rid of that old devil.
Amen.
I want to tell him bye-bye. And I want to start a new walk with
y'all.
Amen. That yoke has to be destroyed.
Amen.
Hey, man, you can't grow in the Lord with that yoke around your neck. As long as the Lord has control of your life, you can grow. As long as you attend church, you can grow. As long as you study your word, you can grow. Hey, man, but if you got that yoke around your neck, and the devil's got them two straps, and he's pulling on you, he's pulling on you and trying to get you away from God. He sees how good you're doing. He says, well, back up a little bit. Back up a little bit. I've got to have control of you. I'll let you get a little bit far. But, well, back up. You can't do that.
That's right.
You got to buck that devil off.
Amen.
You got to get rid of that yoke. It's got to be destroyed tonight.
Amen,
church. Don't take anything home with you. Amen. There's nothing worth going to hell for.
Right.
Amen. I wouldn't go to hell for my wife. I wouldn't go to hell for my parents. I wouldn't go to hell for my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen. People I go to church with, I won't do it.
Right.
Amen. You can pull me to the side and say, Caleb, I wish you would just live like me a little while. We can go to church sometimes too.
Yes.
Amen. But you come and hang out with the devil and his word. Amen. You'll be okay. You'll still make it in. Amen. I'm not going to hell for nobody. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is top priority in this old boy's life. The Bible says it's for me and my house.
Yeah.
We're going to serve the Lord.
Right.
Oh, but sometimes, amen, I know life gets hard. People, I know life gets tough. People always say, life's so tough, get a helmet. I hear that all the time. Amen, but you know what? It don't have to be that tough.
That's right.
Amen. You don't have to wear a helmet all the time.
That's right.
Amen. As long as you have God with you.
That's right.
Amen. You have God in your life. He's all the helmet you need.
That's right.
Amen, church. I'll tell you one time. I'm going to go say this. We should talk about this the other day. Amen. A few years ago, some of y'all remember this. I had a four-wheeling accident. Amen. We went up this steep hill. And we had our helmets on. Amen. We went up this very steep hill. Amen. We got shot backwards. And the four-wheeler keeps tumbling back, and back. And I landed on me five or six times. But the one thing I noticed, amen, and when I come down, I pull my helmet off, I looked. Right there in the temple, a rock had smashed that in. Right there on the temple. Brother, if I didn't have that helmet on, that rock would have crushed me. Brother, I wouldn't be standing right here today. But you know what? God, amen. God Himself is the only thing that got me out of that. He's the only way I had out at the bottom of that old water. Amen. God saw the potential in this old boy's life. Amen. God saw what needed to be done. But He told me, He said, kind of listen. Amen. If you want to grow with me, hey, you want to be saved, you want to follow me, amen, you got to destroy that old yoke.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That you got around your neck that's keeping you away from me.
Amen.
It's got to be destroyed.
Amen.
Church, I'm telling you, as sure as the sky's blue today. Amen. The Lord's going to come back one day.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. He will return.
Amen.
I picture Mary. Amen. Them going to the tomb.
Hey man, they looked in there. I can imagine the amazement on their face. Even though Jesus this whole time told them what was going to happen.
Yeah.
He told them this whole time, I'm going to die and I'm going to come back. Amen. I'm going to send to the Father. That's what He said many, many, many times.
Yeah.
Amen. But I can see the amazement on their face. And when they stepped in that old tomb and looked around and didn't see Him there.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can also see the amazement when the Lord was there. He come down and said, one day I'm going to return.
Right.
I'm going to send to my Father. One day I will be back to pick you up. Church tonight, let me tell you something. Amen. You can go as far as saying chains. Amen. Amen. That yoke has to be destroyed. Them chains have to be busted loose off you.
Yes.
Amen. Whatever has you bound in sin tonight.
Yes.
Amen. I don't care if it's smoking. I don't care if it's drinking. I don't care if it's just running around doing things that you shouldn't be doing. Amen. That yoke has to be destroyed tonight. Amen.
Amen.
You don't need to take in that car with you. Amen. You don't need to turn that key and go home. And boy, Caleb, we got 3 more nights of this revival. I'll think about then. And Sunday comes, I'll think about Sunday too. And tonight, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. He didn't say wait till tomorrow, Brother Eric. He didn't say wait till Friday night. He didn't say wait till next year's revival. He said today. Amen. It's the day of salvation. Today, church, it's your deliverance day. Amen. Today, God can deliver you. Amen. From that old sin that easily besets you.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Good preaching.
Amen.
Go ahead,
brother. Oh, that's the whole time. I figured I'd steal it from him one night. Amen. Church, I love you tonight.
Amen.
Me and Eric both do tonight.
Amen.
We wouldn't be holding this revival if we didn't. Amen. If I didn't love you and I didn't care about you, I would have told Dan when he asked me to get somebody else. I ain't got time for him. But God put a love in my heart when I got saved.
Amen.
He said, Caleb, you need to love your brother.
Yeah.
Love your sister. Love your neighbor. Amen. That's one of the most important commandments there is, Brother Royce.
Amen.
Amen. To love one another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're here tonight, church. There's a yoke around your neck. It's got to go tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. It's got to go tonight.
Yeah.
If you're lost here, I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to ask Ron Time to come get some. Amen. I wouldn't mind hearing the old man's dead again. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, let me tell you something. Amen. You have a very, very important decision to make tonight. People say, no, Caleb, I think the most important decision I ever made was, amen, when I was in the ninth grade and they had to go over whether what graduation classes I was going to take so I can graduate.
Yeah.
That was the most important to me. Amen. No, 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 no. Amen. God has got you to the most important decision tonight that you'll ever make. Amen. He says you can pick up your cross and follow me, or you can keep that old devil on your back and take him home with you.
Yeah.
Amen. He gave you that choice tonight. But the yoke, if you want to grow with the Lord tonight, and you want them burdens lifted, the Bible says, in that day, I believe today is that day.
That's right.
Today is your deliverance day, church. Amen. God is going to destroy that yoke.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm like Dad. I'm the same way. I'm not going to come pull you here.
Amen.
I'm not going to drag you kicking and screaming. I'm not going to go back there and whisper sweet nothings in your ear to make it sound better.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, God loves you tonight.
Amen.
God wants to see the best for you.
Yeah.
God wants to see you saved.
Yeah.
God wants you to follow Him. And this don't mean 2 hours a week. Amen. Sunday morning's good enough for me.
Amen.
And I'll go home and I'll pretend everything's hunky dory. I believe He wants you at 100% tonight, or He wants you at all.
Amen.
Amen. That's the truth.
Yeah.
He don't want part-time Christians tonight. You either in or you're out.
Yeah.
You either pick one side of the fence or the other.
Yeah.
Amen. Elijah says, if you're between two opinions, make up your mind. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Today is your deliverance day.
Amen.
Amen. As we say.
Amen.